Start your online business now or be left behind. In this post, I am going to point out two trends that make this the best time for starting an online business. Then I'll lay out the ideal action plan for you to go into business quickly. You'll want to establish that all-important positive cash flow as soon as possible. Okay, let's jump right in. The pandemic caused the two trends that most affect us. One is the recession. Sadly, by the end of 2020, 11 million fewer Americans were working than a year earlier. The pandemic also forced many of us to work from home. That is the positive trend. Forbes magazine says that the online business sector grew an amazing 146% as the economy tanked. Surveys show that most of the people who are now working from home for the first time like it and don't want to go back to the office full time. If Dr. Fauci is right, the explosive growth of the pandemic will start to taper off sometime around October or November of this year. Since it is easier to establish a business during boom time, you know your time frame. Working from home as an online entrepreneur offers many more advantages than just a secure economic future. You will have more time with your family and friends. Be more independent. Have greater disposable income. Have a less stressful and healthier life. Have a greater sense of accomplishment because you will be contributing more to your family and to your community. Become a respected member of your community. Be able to provide a better education and future for your children. I guide entrepreneurs into lucrative online businesses because I enjoy the satisfaction of giving others an enviable lifestyle. I also do it because nothing is more frustrating than watching people make the same mistakes I did. I learned from them and would like to spare you the painful experience. I started in this business almost by accident. I tried to sell my book to student pilots over the web. I smugly wrote a book that covered what I knew they needed to know. That was 6 months of practically wasted time. Writing that book was two mistakes that I don't want you to make. First, people buy what they want whether it is what they need or not. Second, books are marketing material used to establish the author's authority. They are not especially lucrative unless you're another J.K. Rowling putting out a new Harry Potter series. That line of business started paying off after I learned a painful lesson: offer what the customer wants and deliver what they need. My golden opportunity presented itself when universities asked me to guest lecture on internet marketing. Wow. Was that fun? It was much more fulfilling than telling yet another student pilot how to make a crosswind landing. I didn't feel like I wanted to start another line of business, but I kept being asked for help, and I kept giving free classes. Finally, I put https://pilotsonlineacademy.com on autopilot and started worksmartformula.com. I gave it that name because it is so disheartening to watch people work hard on things that are hopeless and not focus on the things that lead to success and bring in money. I cannot tell you how happy I am that I made that decision. That is probably the reason I consider picking the right line of business the most important decision any online entrepreneur needs to make. Here's a proven path to a lucrative online business. In a few moments, I'll tell you about some entrepreneurs, all making over $1 million a year, in lines of business that I know will surprise you. Select a line of business that matches your personality, interests, and skill set because you will be most likely to succeed. Enjoy running your online business. Get up in the morning full of energy knowing that you are working in an area you like and do well. If you are like me, you will get a great sense of satisfaction by helping others. Those you help will be grateful and many will become your loyal customers. Identify your prospective customers by establishing a web presence. Post to social media, blogs, and forums. When you start to interact with other people who share your interest, you will enjoy yourself. Get to know potential customers and, most importantly, discover where you can help them succeed. Figure out what your product or service will be. Learn how to communicate with your prospects. Bond with your prospects by giving away, or selling at cost, free samples that are immediately. Since you are unknown when you start, You need to build trust with your prospects. A gift builds the gratitude, trust, and credibility you need from your prospects. When they can immediately apply the free lesson, they will be looking for your emails, ads, posts, etc. Be sure to ask for their email addresses and permission to email them in exchange for the free lessons. You will soon figure out that your email lists are your most valuable company assets. Sell successively better and more expensive products or services. The free lesson is a sale paid for with an email address and permission to continue emailing to them. Your first paid offer may not cover your expenses, but it builds credibility and trust so your clientele will buy more expensive products from you. As your lists grow and your reputation builds, you will be able to sell more wide-ranging and expensive products. Right now, you may be thinking that this idea worked for me because of my education or experience. Perhaps you think that it won't work for you because you are interested in a different line of business. I'll show you some millionaires who use this model to succeed in very different and often unusual fields. My friend, Will Hamilton, is a member of the Seven Figure Club. He teaches tennis online. He also had the nerve and sense of humor to start a website called https://fuzzyyellowballs.com. Another friend is John Gallagher. I describe his line of business as teaching people how to eat backyard weeds. He calls them edible plants and herbs. Check him out at https://learningherbs.com. I know other seven-figure online entrepreneurs in such strange areas as how to make scrapbooks and dog agility training. If you want to join the ranks of entrepreneurs who make over $1 million per year one, while running a business they love, I suggest you to do these three exercises. They will make it far easier to pick that lucrative line of business that matches your interests, personality, and skills. By the way, I'm not making any guarantees. In fact, most people don't stick it out. But if you don't try, it is guaranteed that you won't build a seven-figure business. List five things you really enjoy doing. That if you did it every day, it still would not feel like you were working. In those five things, describe what you do well and others find difficult. Do a Google search by looking for websites about those things that you do well and other don't. Look for forums that discuss your areas of interest as well as other websites that Google lists. Get a handle on what people are struggling with that you do well. May I suggest that you not waste your time trying to start an online business without learning from those who have done it before? I did. And I wasted more time than I care to admit. Since your most important business decision will be your first one, selecting your line of business, I will offer you a short course at the exceptionally low cost of $47 showing you step by step how to make that decision. Good luck. And look for my next announcement.